Coach Bob McCullough joins us at courtside here this afternoon. Coach, your initial reaction to the game?
Well, I like to say we had a tremendous crowd tonight that was very, very into the game and gave us great energy and inspiration. So I'm grateful for that. That was terrific. The turnovers tell the story of the game, John. You just can't have 17 turnovers in a game, and that's something that's very out of character for us. It led to 19 points for them, and when there's only 63 points in a game and they get one-third of them because of turnovers, you don't win too many games.
Coach, Richmond shot 49%. You take those breakaway baskets off turnovers, your defense was good.
Yeah, I thought we did well defensively. We had a couple of breakdowns. Hands down on shooters that could knock down threes. A similar problem we had at Dayton. It's as if, you know, we don't think the guy's going to make the shot, so we don't close out on him like we're supposed to close out. So I would say those were the two big things, the closeouts on the three-point line and the turnovers that led to easy baskets for them.
There are so many plays in a basketball game, you can't single out one or two, but the two turnovers in the last 2 minutes hurt you badly.
Well, the one over here where he had the ball underneath the basket and could have been an easy score, and then, of course, the one over there after they scored and they got the ball right back. And, you know, you just can't have those two you don't get here and two they get. Two you don't get here and two they get. So, in a sense, it's almost like an eight-point swing.
Peyton Aldridge, Coach, it seemed at halftime you implored the team to let Peyton touch it more, get more shots. He was very active in the second
half. Well, we certainly did. It was very reminiscent of the St. Louis game when we went to halftime. And, John, their faces were confused. Their faces were disoriented at halftime. And I reminded them of that experience at St. Louis here back in the first week of January. And it kind of resurrected a little bit of a memory that brought some confidence to them. And I thought we started out pretty well in the second half, and then all of a sudden we had some turnovers and a mistake defensively here and a mistake defensively there. Then they got that long rebound that just was a crusher. We made the right guy take the right shot we wanted, and the ball bounced out as the five of us were underneath the basket, and it bounced out at the elbow, and they scored a three 5 or 7 seconds later.
I thought holding them to six offensive rebounds was not a bad performance on your part.
Well, you know, they're not known as a great rebounding team because they don't send three guys to the glass. They do for their man-to-man. Nick Sherrod had 14 rebounds. That's pretty darn good for a guy like him. He's a small forward. But, you know, I think the rebounding edge certainly should have been something that got us over the hump, but clearly it didn't do it tonight.
Another stat that stands out, Coach, because you've been so good on assists this year with this basketball team. Today, 9 assists on 23 baskets.
Well, 9 assists, those 17 turnovers were, in most cases, passing turnovers. So had those connections been made, maybe the difference in assists would have been changed as well. And, of course, we did take some opportunities to drive the ball today, and in driving the ball, you don't get the assist.
I know in this league there's no time to lick your wounds. What'd you say to the team in the locker room?
Well, I said we had back-to-back games where our scouting performance by our coaching staff was absolutely spot on and superb. I said our players' practice was spot on and superb. So we prepared well, we practiced well, but we didn't perform well. And we're going to have to do some real soul searching as to why that's not happening.
Finally, Coach, on this game, what is it about Richmond that they seem to get their hands on an awful lot of passes, no matter who they're playing?
Well, you become they are aggressive, and much like St. Bonaventure, they get a lot of deflections. And when they're that aggressive, you just got to be a little bit tougher with the ball. And we had the temptation to put it on the floor too quickly. And I think in many cases, putting it on the floor led to those turnovers.
Okay, Coach, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, John.
Coach Bob McCullough talking about today's game won by Richmond by the score of 66-63.